When I first read today's gospel, what struck me is 6 times you hear, the kingdom of heaven is like. And all I could think of when I read that over and over again was the New Jerusalem that's described in the book of Revelation. It's this glorious city with walls of pure gold, with valuable jewels set in them, and the gates are like pearls, and they're never closed, and there's no fear, and there's no death, and there's no weeping, and there's no sadness, and there's no need for light from the sun or the moon, because the glory of Christ lights the city up. But then I looked at it and I said, wait a second. How can this be? How can it be like a mustard seed and yeast and a hidden treasure and a pearl and a net full of fish? Obviously, I was looking in the wrong direction. So what I thought was, the parables that we had today are describing the kingdom of heaven on earth. And so I needed to look at, what do they mean? What does it mean to us? How does it affect us? And what should our response be to it? Well, if you look at the mustard seed in the yeast, you realize that the mustard seed, being this tiny little seed, grows into this massive shrub and provides living space for the birds and the animals. And the yeast is so powerful that a little teaspoon of yeast put in a lot of flour spreads throughout and rises the entire batch and fills it. And that is just like the church. It started with a group of disciples who started preaching the Word of God. The Word of God is so powerful, it's like the yeast, a little bit of it, and it just permeates and percolates through everything and spreads. And they spread the Word, and it continued to grow and grow and covered the entire known world at that time, right up to the present day, where we are part of that growth and we are part of that spread of Christ's kingdom on earth that was started by this small group. When I looked at the hidden treasure and the pearls, I realized that these were people who saw a treasure, saw something of great value, and were willing to give up everything, to sell everything they had, to take it over, and to own it, and to be part, and have it. Well, that's like the kingdom of heaven on earth. It is so valuable that we should be willing to give up everything that we have to be part of it. But we don't have to. That's already been taken care of for us by Christ. In His blood, He purchased that kingdom for us. So it's free for us. But it has that great value that we should be willing to sacrifice everything for it and to work for the spread of it and for the growth of it. The last one was the fishing net with all the fish. And that one is a warning to us. It's a warning that at the end of the ages, at the second coming, the angels will separate the righteous from the unrighteous, the unjust. And we want to be part of that righteous group. And how do we become part of that righteous group? We accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we continue to live into His Word, to stay in fellowship, and we will be part of that righteous group. That righteous group will be put aside. And that righteous group, all of us, will have the opportunity to see that glorious new city, that new Jerusalem. We will be able to live there in the glory of God, where there will be no day or night. The gates will always be open. There will be no fear. There will be no weeping. There will be no death. The glory of God will illuminate everything. So what it's calling us to do is to work for the spread of Christ's kingdom, to stay anchored in Scripture, and to continue to pray so that we can see that new Jerusalem at the separation and to be found righteous and have that opportunity and not be thrown into the furnace of fire where there's weeping and gnashing. We want to stay away from there. Amen.
Amen.